Don't you kill me.
Good Lord.
Holmes, get the brandy.
Right.
Sir. Sir, can you hear me?
What's wrong with him?
Just a moment.
Here, give him this.
Ah. I'm afraid it won't help. He's dead. Dead. Looks like heart failure.
They're going to kill me. Are you sure it's natural causes?
Well, I can't be completely sure. Not without a post-mortem.
Shall I clear the table?
Holmes, for pity's sake, a man is dead.
Yes, my apologies, Doctor.
We must get the police.
Yes, I suppose we must.
I'll ask Mrs. Hudson to send a note round to the station.
Make it Scotland Yard.
Huh?
I really don't want some local constable stumbling his way around the sitting room, do you?
No, Scotland Yard it is then.
Besides, given the Stray's current monopoly, his colleagues are probably as bored as we are. This will give them something to do.
How much shall I tell them?
As little as possible.
Right.
Isn't it going to intrigue them? Dangle some of your trademark suspense in their faces and let their...
What's wrong?
Incredible. I was about to say, and let their imaginations do the rest. This boredom really has addled my brain. The words Scotland Yard and imagination shouldn't be allowed in the same paragraph, let alone the same sentence.
No, you're too hard on them.
Impossible.
Now, I'll take you down.
Don't tell Mrs. Hudson what's happened. She'll only want to come up here and tidy the poor chap away.
I've no intention of telling her. I'd better say we're not to be disturbed until the police arrive.
Good idea. What did you put?
Oh, just the required urgent assistance.
The reverse of the old situation. That'll please them.
Yes, it won't be a moment.
Both of us will wait for you.
You know, I think I preferred you when you were bored.
Now, my friend, let's see if you can be more informative in death than you were while you were alive. This is interesting. Strange. Extremely strange.
Well?
She sent the maid.
Was she curious about our visitor?
More angry than curious. I should have shown him up and announced him, Doctor. But would he let me? He would not. Soaking wet he was, too. I should have taken his coat. Is he a bad lot? Will you and Mr. Holmes be safe?
Yes, and what did you say to that?
I told her he posed absolutely no threat whatsoever, and that he wasn't in the least bothered about being wet. What have you found?
Nothing.
Nothing.
His pockets are empty. His clothes are unmarked.
So we know nothing whatsoever about him?
I wouldn't go quite that far. Start with the obvious. He was a butler, possibly in a large townhouse.
The obvious.
His clothes, Doctor. Not a gentleman's, but not a tradesman's either. Add the formal collar and the rest and the conclusion's inescapable.
I don't know.
But the final proof was the way he entered the room.
Well, it seemed to me he just staggered in.
Well, he staggered along the landing, yes. We staggered once he was over the threshold, yes. But in between, he did something highly distinctive, which only subordinates do.
Which was?
Well, he stopped for a fraction of a second just outside the doorway.
He straightened up and composed his features, or tried to, at least, the unmistakable sign of the well-trained servant at the quality of his clothing and his age, and you have a butler.
A butler with no jacket and no hat.
Yes, that is interesting, isn't it? As is the fact that he's neglected his general appearance, though not, I suspect, from choice.
Oh?
I believe he might have been living rough, though not for more than a night or two. We already knew, of course, that he was in fear of his life from more than one assassin.
How did you deduce the living rough?
Certain overall shabbiness, ingrained dirt under the fingernails, a rather less than comprehensive shave, and the fact that his boots haven't been removed for well over 24 hours.
His boots haven't been removed?
As you can tell by the mud encrusted on the laces. Put all that together, and living rough seems a reasonable hypothesis.
More than just reasonable, surely?
No. There's not enough data for a firmer conclusion. No, of course, a lack of information is in itself informative.
You mean it's significant that he was walking around with completely empty pockets?
No money, no means of identification, no keys, nothing personal at all. It's fascinating.
You know, the police are going to be sorely disappointed.
I beg your pardon?
The police? Well, look at it from their point of view. They're summoned here, shown a body, told the tale. They'll expect you to reel off every last detail about this poor chap, from his shoe size to his mother's maiden name. Holmes?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, don't take it to heart, old man.
My reputation, Watson.
Oh, come on.
No.
It's not vanity.
Oh, who?
It's sheer practicality. Let the official forces see me fail, and how ready will they be to bring me their cases?
I thought they weren't doing that anyway.
But that's the